c'est ton amour mouillé. 24/7, c'est pas na camino mon adi.
Arrête le moko ratole la estigue de wiko. Kere le moko fosho, anji, kwezi rogore mame nemo. Il faut avoir c'est des rebelles des mots. Ouh, 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 rebelles des mots. Hey, volume, volume, rebelles des mots. Pour moi, mais des mots.
Now, station is out. C'est toi le mot mouillé. 24/7, c'est pas na camino.
You already know what time it is. Around this time, we go into a in-depth interview for all the high school kids that are just chilling there on their way home from Sgila to, you know, Mobadulanteng. Today we're talking quality and operations management, right? So the caller we have on the line for today, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to give you his name yet because this guy has been on a world tour. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's been on a
world tour. He's from Virginia. Not the States. Right? He's worked in business advisory, mining, manufacturing, and construction industry.
Yes.
You understand? Mm-hmm. Yes. And again, the operations he's been exposed to are throughout different countries. I'm talking Germany, France, Switzerland, and Finland, right?
Wow.
So in Germany, my best one, Mercedes-Benz plants, boy. The Mercedes-Benz plants in, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, but in Sindelfingen. I hope it's right. You know, in Catcher Industry Machinery, in Reiter Sports Chocolate Plant, Triumph Laser Industry Machine Manufacturer, and in France, local publication plant. In Switzerland, Journey to Excellence Business Consulting Firm. In Finland, Slush SME Business Exhibition and Haga Helia University, right? He has accumulated years of experience in various roles as an SME quality specialist in local economic development projects in the mining, manufacturing, and construction sector. He has been responsible for overseeing quality management in SME community development projects. He is currently lecturing in the Department of Quality and Operations Management in the University of Johannesburg. Like, think of this. This guy's been a world tour. Came back to South Africa.
He's a working operation.
Working operation. What I like is he came back to South Africa to, you know, give us that information that he took from outside.
Knowledge.
You know what I mean? The knowledge.
Nice.
Right? He has completed developing a sales framework for small and medium enterprises in rural regions of South Africa for his PhD degree, right? Mm-hmm. His focus is primarily on industry partnership development. He also focuses on work-integrated learning, finding work placements for students, leveraging corporate and industry relationships. I'm going to repeat that one. Finding work placement for students, leveraging corporate and industry relationships. Fighting youth unemployment.
Hell,
you understand?
Wow. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Victor. Dr. Victor Mofokeng.
Get that.
Dr. Victor Mofokeng.
Yo, good afternoon.
How are you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm good, my brother. How are you?
Do you have a cape?
A cape to the one that Superman uses.
Yeah. I won't lie, sir. You like a hero. The things that you've done, especially finding work placement for students, leveraging corporate and industry relationships, for us, that is fighting youth unemployment at its core.
No, I'm in trouble. And we are facing the cost
that we can assist
where we can.
Okay, sir. Now, sir, today let's talk quality and operations management, sir. Right? Yeah, can you please tell us in depth what is quality and operations management?
So when we talk about quality and operations management, we're talking about a word which you might be familiar with, efficiency and effectiveness, as well as standards. So in a value chain, you've got your investment engineers who design the plant, and then have the guys who work in the plant who manage your inventory planning, your shipments, to make sure that the right quantities are produced, they deliver to the right clients. So all in all, from the raw materials up until it's been delivered to the customer as a final product. Those are all operations activities or that operations management. So anyone in that space, which is in the manufacturing space also, or rather logistics or a warehouse space, that's where you find operations manager. And then the quality aspect of sizing, basically now when you have to make sure that all of these things conform or adhere to specific standards and requirements. As you know, quality is what defines most products, or rather what customers would want it to meet certain standards. So that's how they come to stay together. While the manufacturing has to make sure that actually now they do conform to what the customer requested or what the customer ordered. So I hope that I didn't stretch it too much, but just to give you an overview, what do we mean and talk about quality and operations management.
Okay, so now what does the University of Johannesburg, which course do they offer? Do they offer like a diploma or is it a degree? And what could be the APS score for that learner who'd want to be applying for quality and operations management?
So basically, we offer operations management under the Department of Quality and Operations Quality Management. We've got management services, we've got operations management, as well as quality at the higher level. So the APS score that matriculants need to have, for those who are doing math literacy, they have to acquire 20 points with mathematics. Without mathematics, they need a level 5 for English. Going back to the pure math or technical math, it's level 3, which is 40%, or rather level 5 for math literacy. So basically, this course accommodates all students or all learners who are fascinated with manufacturing, or rather who are fascinated with activities that go around planning a simple desk or rather a simple laptop. How is it put together?
Okay, sir. Jonong, what man? I got a free start. Who looky like he was so too late and that? Eh, that. But what do you mean? Actually, man, key responsibilities, gasud. So get close, copan sa hinya.
Yeah, kasi
ako man, I was kung sa tiyan, nagjawa ko for a student, right? Or arubega ba high school? Babat lang ho studya course ina nandati. What key responsibilities tamila ba possess? Because ako buwagan tuwte tuwana libo quality management. Kung utla kaya tamila obe strict.
Yung mga namle, kung araba ka suot
nito. Yung araba ka suot nandati.
Hindi dalhin ka utla sa wala mo naman. Eh, ako kasi mo po rin siyong iba sa ba tuba ba sa kabi mo siyong kapo pa ba hendon sa lisona sa lisona sa wala sa hendon. Ba pro entry kapo ba na ba ba ikula ka ba sa kabi mo rin haba di ito na ka sa na ko na ba kutu sa ba nung kundi na ka siya pendaw na kona si factory na kona di warehouse na kona logistics center. So kaya di mo ilo rin wakata sila na mo to ke mo ka aratang ho plana ka po aratang ho rera ho ito ka na halita. So how about ni student kasi na le o na di karakta ki ka po na le kope ho ni ulo mo tulo o kata sili ka kamato ka po ke mo ka aratang ho re ade in the mix to kote ka hala ata ko na intro for yona qualification nila.
Okay, so Dr. Victor Mofokeng, kopa ore jwetse gore kopa re blele go. Wow, kopa go blele ka a person on a land qualification star quality and operations management. What can they be?
Well, you know, how to the qualification and I got to find the fact that I was a South African department, and I live in 3 and I need warehouse in that. So, Mokunama, I cannot see that in a supervisor, a research, I cannot see that in a floor shop assistant, because I'm a floor shop officer. Someone's woman, I get a hangout on a research one, on a little bit of one, like a little bit one. So, because how about I'm going to have a concept tsa go manage yona sec ka go tsa manage yona assembly plant ka go tsa manage yona logistics center. So once that money qualification ya high go se mo nang le toko ka le tsela le le ka tsela mo se tsiang di so di warehouse a ka gona sebetsa mo gore nna ke automate chief gore nna automate koloi gore nna ke dijo gore nna ke furniture ha fela a na le qualification ena go na le diphitlhelo ba gore re tsa mo beya mo setring a sebetsa go tswa fela gona o tla ikagajwang ka bona o tla ikeletsa jang o tla gona jwang ka fa le ka company
okay, so now Dr. Mofokeng, I just want to ask you about now the transferring of skills, because of there's one trend that came boning throughout the interviews that we've been doing, because of it was the trend in the transferring of your skills, you know, if we can go from one department to the other. So I want to find out from doing quality and operations management, can one be able to now get out of manufacturing and go work at maybe another different department than the one that they currently been in?
Yes, we can. Remember, when we start, I'm actually one of the staff that you said in module, we teach them about the different ways of management. Mm-hmm. We've got supervisors, middle management, and top management. Basically, the well start off on the floor shop, which is operations. And as they grow, now they get involved as to planning as well as forecasting. Yeah. And then as they grow to top management, now they're exposed to strategic planning and rather how they now expand the business in entirety. So there is a chance of transference of scale. That mostly depending on the individual's ability to apply themselves within the organization and show that they are willing to grow. But this happens a lot. You just mentioned a few stuff that I've had to go through. And because you learn a skill, you go to another company that acquires your skill and so on and so on, and you move up the corporate ladder as it may be, or rather the company ladder. So transferring of skill is very practical. The only thing you have to do now and then is just have to pick up some other short courses to help you for that next level, and that you'll be now required to learn, which is more in depth or more wider with the responsibilities. But skill transfer that definitely it is possible. It actually happens a lot.
Okay. So, Dr. Victor Mofokeng, so right now, Kinna Ona, I am a first-year student studying quality and operation management. What kind of practical work should I expect while I'm studying there?
Practical work while you're studying, I think not first year. Normally, say the second year and third year.
Okay.
So practical work, what I do mostly, I place students in your operations company, whether it be the data week, whether it be a forklift plant that assembles, whether it be the house moving company. So the whole idea is for us to teach you the different departments within the value chain of operations. So that's what only happened in the second and third year. If you are in fact a TJ. So basically we'll teach you basically the flow of what the different terms that we use, you know, dispatch, takes SKU. So those are some of the terminology that I like telling my students. My biggest goal is to teach you guys to articulate and to apply yourself so that you have an advantage over different students from other universities. So I focus primarily on giving them that first-hand experience while they study so that when they do qualify, at least they have an upper hand should they get an interview or other opportunity to work. So yeah, that will happen first and third and second year.
Okay, I can out on that.
Yeah, I
Hey, John, that can I go to if course in it's international accredited. Magawana Sosabo, Germany, France, Switzerland, Finland, I would assume yes, it is.
All our our qualifications as a faculty. Let me say, most of them, especially the diplomas and degrees, are international accredited, including our qualification operations qualifications as well.
Okay, Dad. So now, throughout your career, studying and now working within the industry that you're in, right, in that, from business advisory, mining, manufacturing, and construction industry, what's on your field, Dad? Including, what is the highlight practical project Ekilo and Osebetang Hoyon?
I think it's the one where we try to get, current one, where we try to get augmented reality through the classroom, whereby the need for placement, rather for the need to expose our students, is becoming harder and harder with COVID. And most of the things. So we're trying to dive into fire and bring this workplace to the students and for them to actually experience it firsthand. So yeah, I think that's one of the projects that I would say is one of the, especially in the university, is one of the highlights that I've had to work on.
Okay, that John Mercedes Benz man, that don't say sang mo nun that. How ka kasalo sa ino? I'm very interested in that one.
Yeah, Mercedes Benz, remember, because it's a big company. So, when we went there, we went to go see the design capacity, rather the design flow from where the car. Interesting from where they start with the body, and can see how it moves on something like Sporo or SAO, where people actually sitting, and then at the end, just I don't know how they say it for last, but where the car is almost complete and they just put the top of the body on the car or on the chassis, they call it the wedding, and up until that stage. And then after that, now this will be just survey if there's any air brakes or any air or any waterproof which has not been covered. So it's just a visit where you just actually want to experience exactly what goes into the plant. You know, don't take for a good 3 months just to go have a look as to how does it start, the daily routine, the startup brief, the team, how do they have the planning. So, yeah, that was basically what the trip entailed. As well as interactive, asking them the challenges that we have to experience when their workshops. But, yeah, in Greece, there was a lot more that happened actually outside the plant, experience of the culture again. But with regards to the question you asked, yeah, that was the whole experience.
Okay, that. John, so now within this course, I understand the benefits did you get? Yeah. What good on that? Oh, yeah. Can understand the benefits did you get? There's rewards. There's recognition, achievement recognition. So copanel to ni mo nu as especially how the student or mutose betang a whole field in yena.
Yeah, look, the best reward that you can have, especially in our participation, is that you get to apply yourself outside the campus as well as outside the classroom to actually use some of the skills that you have within the everyday activity. We've got graduate programs that some students can have. Even more so, if you are talented, my former student, Paddy Sopolokamwe, I think that is known as texting homework things on skills.
Oh, okay.
He's one of my former students that met I was not even aware that she's doing that. But because of the discipline that we teach our students, my students know that if you 5 minutes late for my class, you're early for the next one. So if you don't prepare next time, you are in late for this one. So what I try to encourage, is to be these guys that fulfilling the word of saying, if you can manage your time, if you can manage your schedule, and there's nothing that you cannot accomplish in this world, especially in operations management, because it's such a little thing in that. So you end up being able to reward yourself for being able to keep up to time beyond what you can achieve outside you apply yourself at your marks and actually impress your client. So there are many benefits that come with this qualification, not just employment benefits, but also personal life reward.
So now I know in our country, most South Africa currently, our situation is very, very much just scary, because if I know anybody in Uyana who's just in matric, they are just asking themselves this question, Gore, for anything that I'm about to study, will I get employed? So I want to ask you about the demand when it comes to operation, quality and operations management. How good is the demand in such a sector?
The demand is there, to be honest. You come to Joburg, you go to Cape Town, you go to Durban, you go to North West, you go to State. We have people buying stuff. We have essence, you've got checkers, you've got all of these big companies that need guys to manage the purchasing as well as the demand. The biggest challenge that our youth is not aware is the competitiveness of the skill. It's no secret that unemployment is big in our company. So even if there are employment opportunities, they need to make sure that they themselves apply themselves, they develop a competitive, or rather a proper work ethic that will make them stand above the rest. So with regard to not finding employment, definitely there is an opportunity. There are many warehouses, or rather many manufacturing things in our country, even cross-border. The only thing they should know is that they need to present themselves where they have to qualify. So employability rate of this qualification is definitely up there with other qualifications which are less intense. So they can be employed almost all. Yeah, that certainly guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that other technology and that technology akazeno, maybe it's a 4IR. So John, is this course, Quality and Operations Management, aligned with University of Johannesburg? Is it aligned with UJ's 4IR?
Definitely. I mentioned earlier that we're trying to bring augmented reality into the classroom. It's one of the projects that seem like streamline ourselves with the university. Mandate or other vision to be a leader in 4IR. So definitely our qualification is aligned with 4IR.
Because I must say, I'm quite impressed because when I was talking to Miss Wanwa Maining, Miss Mekwe. Yeah, Miss Mekwe, she spoke of mining simulation. I don't know such thing
existed.
Yeah, so we're trying to take the same approach. So mining simulation is the way that you bring the actual taste and feel and smell. I'm not sure about the smell.
Yeah.
But we take it there in the trench or underground or the underground place. And actually that's what inspired basically undertaking. So however, that's what it's all about. We're trying to bring reality into the classroom so that we cover the depth of not one that is on that scene. So now to see how it actually is. When you talk about terms and we discuss certain things, we can actually show them how they look like. And like you have to wait for to go to the workplace, you can actually experience the master study.
I go with that. Janong, before I let you go, I would just want to know, recovery legal fellow, is there anything that you would like to add?
Well,
Okay, that one quick question before I let you go, just to pick your brain in that. Quality management, quality and operations management. I saw even we spoke of quality management stating that it's all about the process here, yeah, making sure everything that's done in terms of quality, especially for the customers. Right in that. Getting your hand. Yeah, and that. John, how to talk about what's currently happening here in South Africa? Reboni, Mbanyoni Taveni, Kari, their alcohol money in Eliafi, Kin is not quality at all. And we know how the Honald Shopping at the Happy Teriki sang fake products. Yeah, and that. John, what is your take on that?
Sure. I want to mention the carbon bill.
Yes, that's fine.
Because clearly we need to find out that happened.
Mm.
But I think with regard to counterfeit, if I'm hearing correctly, with regard to counterfeit, that big deal, not only in the beverage or rather alcohol industry. Counterfeits are an example of what happened, or rather, the carbon incident is an example of what happened. We're not even sure if it was, but something is about the alcohol of the corpse. So counterfeit, this is what happens if we are going to compromise quality. If we are not going to have those standards, and even radio, you guys, the procedures that you guys use.
Yeah.
So that's another the symbols of quality. Meaning that you have to adhere to a certain way or you have to adhere to a specific way of system. So, any industry, be it entertainment, be it food, be it leisure, if we want to neglect the importance of quality, we are going to have one loss of money, loss of life, or compromisation in everything that we do because we take them for granted. So, I think my comment is that it's a classic example, or rather, not a classic, but an unfortunate and typical example of what happens if we ignore importance of quality and go for counterfeits or ignore quality and do things how we want to do that. So yeah, that's how I would like to add a tip on quality to the incident that took place.
Aye, thank you, Dad.
I don't know you guys, in that tomorrow or the next month.
Ask isn't that it? I want to take more than a matin and dad.
And then Kilisirho, Jaya Hai.
Yeah, also Kamukhelo Mulibati.
Thank you very much, sir. That was an interview from Dr. Victor Mofokeng in a collaboration of UJ, right?
Yes.
Within the engineering mining sector.
Yes.
You understand? And now understand, this is not just a Ganang FM. Yes. Right, we are connected with the community radio hub, right? And mentioning them, we have let's see, Ahanang FM, which is us, right?
Yes.
We have Mahikeng FM. Why did the H in Mahikeng change? Quick.
What are the H in Mahikeng?
Okay. And then we have Mabatu FM, Village FM, Madibeng FM, Bukone Buphirima FM, Kopanong FM, Ratlau FM, Budumedi FM, and Katleng FM. So shout out to everyone that has tuned in. It is now 14 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. My bad. 4 o'clock. And Kamu will be coming in with the news at the top. But right now, we just spoke about quality and operations management. So if you're interested, make sure you apply there ko UJ. Uloko panele Dr. Victor Mufikeng. He is in South Africa as much as Tamila Ulu.
Yeah. This one is very much affordable, hey?
This one,
2021,
eh?
It is. Okay, mm-hmm. You can do this.
Come on.
I can do this.
Come
one.
On, fam.
This one you can do, definitely.
Yeah, EPS go, I think I hula akalo. But that doesn't mean uskabala.
Uskabala.
That doesn't mean uskabala. We make sure uskabala. Yeah. Yeah, let's just take it back to the music. This is Kuli Chana with Konka featuring Tarmasha. Don't keep me waiting. Just give me all you got. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it.